This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted that India is rapidly becoming a preferred global investment destination. Addressing the India-France CEO Forum in Paris, the Prime Minister said his government has established an ecosystem of stable and predictable policy. He noted that India is the fifth largest economy in the world, following the path of reform, perform and transform. He asserted that India, which is the fastest growing major economy in the world, is soon going to become the third largest economy. Mr. Modi said his government is encouraging Make in India and Make for the World in the defense sector. He invited French private sector to come to India. Later, the Prime Minister said in a social media post that the India-France CEO Forum plays a key role in strengthening economic ties and fostering innovation. He termed it gladdening to see business leaders from both the nations collaborate and create new opportunities across key sectors. He added that this drives growth, investment and ensures a better future for the coming generations. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi also held a meeting with US Vice President J.D. Vance and his family in Paris. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said they discussed various subjects. He also expressed delight over joining them in celebrating the birthday of their son. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted AI's transformative impact, calling it a defining force that is writing the code for humanity in this century. Co-chairing the AI Action Summit with French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris yesterday, Prime Minister Modi emphasized the need for global cooperation to ensure AI benefits all of humanity. Mr. Modi also called for making the global partnership for AI more inclusive, ensuring that the Global South's priorities and concerns are addressed. Showcasing India's leadership in AI adoption, the Prime Minister spoke about India's digital public infrastructure, which has modernized governance and transformed the lives of 1.4 billion people at minimal cost. Mr. Modi reaffirmed India's commitment to developing AI for public good with a strong focus on inclusivity. He underscored AI's potential to improve millions of lives. Prime Minister Modi lauded the decision to establish the AI Foundation and the Council for Sustainable AI, congratulating the French president for leading these efforts. He assured India's full support in advancing responsible and inclusive AI governance. In a major announcement, the Prime Minister said India is ready to host the next AI Action Summit. The AI Action Summit in Paris concluded with the adoption of the leader's statement. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted the people on the eve of the birth anniversary of Guru Ravidas. In a message, the president said, Guru Ravidas ji was a great Indian saint who gave the message of unity and brotherhood to all through his writings. The president said his soulful poetry transcends the barriers of caste and religion and motivates entire humanity. President Draupadi Murmu said the life of Sant Ravidas is a source of inspiration for all the sections of the society. The president called upon everyone to imbibe his message of devotion, compassion and selfless service, make it a part of their lives and contribute to the making of an inclusive society and a developed nation. President Draupadi Murmu has said that today India has a leading position in the world in terms of education, research, healthcare and manufacturing of medicines in the Unani system. Inaugurating the two-day international conference on Unani Day in New Delhi yesterday, the president said that today the Unani system of medicine is not used as much in Yunnan in Greece and the countries of Central Asia as it is in India. She expressed happiness that researchers and practitioners associated with the Unani system are adopting useful aspects of modern methods and technology. And India's most accomplished cuist, Pankaj Advani, has once again demonstrated his acumen by securing his 36th overall national title at Indian Snooker Championship and 10th Men's Snooker Crown at the Yashwant Club in Madhya Pradesh. He commanded a 5-1 victory over Brijesh Damani in the final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.